This goes to Wendy, A L V like Victor, E S T E F F like Frank, E R P A C. Fax 231-834-0248. Regarding Myrna, M-Y-R-N-A, Lou, L-O-U, Welch, W-E-L-C-H. Date of birth is August 20th, 1951. Dear Miss Elva Steffer, this is a consultation for Mrs. Welch, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine. That was found August 5th of 2024. The patient had been very busy taking care of her sick husband at home and really had not been seeking health care for herself and really had not been taking care of herself at that point. And creatinine level was found to be 1.88 with estimated GFR of 28. Her naproxen was stopped immediately, and labs were rechecked on October 8th of 24, and the creatinine had improved markedly down to 1.34 with estimated GFR up to 42. At that point, a referral was made. And looking back to older labs, 4/16 of 2019, creatinine was 0.9, which was greater than 60. So presumably normal from 2019, and not sure what actually was happening between 2020 and 2024 when that was actually checked, since the patient did not seek health care and take care of herself at that point. She had been on naproxen 500 milligram twice a day for many years for pain in her knees and hips. She'd also suffered from severe heartburn and was taking, still is taking, omeprazole 20 milligram twice a day for that. She has made some recent dietary changes, including eliminating chocolate, spicy foods, not eating after 8 p.m. at night, as all of those things lead to worsening reflux conditions. But she's not, and she has not been having heartburn now for at least several months. Her husband has passed away, and she's now starting to take better care of herself. She denies headaches or dizziness. She did have an episode of very low blood pressure within the last year, and that required her to call 911 and go to the emergency department, and they did have to stop one of her blood pressure medications for a very low blood pressure, 60 systolic, she believes. And blood pressure has stabilized, but she is losing weight on an ongoing basis. So blood pressure has been remaining stable. She has not been checking it at home, but she states that it's usually normal when she's checked in the office. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no recent cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no recent upper respiratory infections. She has had recurrent urinary tract infections 2 to 3 a year while taking care of her husband. She generally can feel when she has one is there are, is some dysuria and the urine is cloudy. She currently denies blood in the urine. No edema or claudication symptoms and no neuropathic pain of the feet, ankles, no diabetes history. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, asthma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, recurrent UTIs, hyperlipidemia, anemia, and past history of constipation. Past surgical history, she's had a bilateral lumpectomy for breast cancer. Initially, 2017 was the first, and then the other breast was 2019, and she required radiation for both breasts. She's also had EGDs and a hiatal hernia repair surgery, and she's had a total abdominal hysterectomy also in the past. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not consume alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a recent widow and retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, stroke, hypertension, asthma, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to morphine. It causes a rash and itching. Medications, now she's using Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets twice a day as needed for pain. Albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Baclofen, 5 milligram, 3 times a day. She takes vitamin D3, 3,000 units daily, diclofenac gel topically, estradiol vaginally, 2 to 3 times a week, she reports. Symbicort is 164.5, 2 puffs twice a day. Benadryl, 25 milligram every 6 hours as needed. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once a day. Letrozole, L-E-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, 2.5 milligram daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligram twice a day. Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide is 100/25 once daily. Multivitamin once a day. Pravastatin, 10 milligram daily, and magnesium, 500 milligram a day. Melatonin is 10 milligram at bedtime. Turmeric, 1 daily. Garlic, 1 daily. Vitamin E, 450 milligram daily. Iron is 27 milligram daily. A woman's multivitamin, once daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily. Calcium, magnesium, and zinc tablet once a day. Physical exam, height is 64 inches, weight 171 pounds, pulse 85, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 114 over 68. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx, midline uvula, clear drainage. Tonsils are not visualized. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no splenomegaly. No pulsatile areas, extremities, no peripheral edema. Pedal pulse is 2+ bilaterally. And sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done January 27th, 2025. Creatinine is almost back to normal at this point, 1.03 with estimated GFR of 45. Just 2 months after stopping naproxen. Sodium, 138, potassium, 4.2, carbon dioxide, 30. her calcium is 10.2, albumin, 4.6, phosphorus is 3.9, intact parathyroid hormone, normal at 29.1. Free light chains were done. The kappa free light chains are mildly elevated, 2.08. Normal ratio, and the lambda free light chains are normal. Iron, 112. Iron saturation, 27%. She did have a UTI that showed 100,000 colonies per CFU per ml of Aerococcus urinae. She may need referral to a urologist for the recurrent UTIs also. And she had a kidney ultrasound and bladder scan done August 14th, 2024. It showed the right kidney normal size, 10.2 centimeters, no masses, cysts, no hydronephrosis, no stones. Left kidney was 11 centimeters. with a small 1.5 centimeter cyst, no masses, hydronephrosis, or stones, and the bladder was normal in appearance. Assessment and plan, transient elevation of creatinine, most likely secondary to long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. That was then naproxen was stopped in November of 2024, and the actually in August of 2024, and the lab values have gradually improved. Also, all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs will interact with losartan and hydrochlorothiazide, and therefore she needs to stay with Tylenol only for pain and avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Also, she should consider stopping omeprazole and just using Pepcid if she needs that for heartburn, as a lot of times the proton pumps inhibitors can cause an allergic reaction and therefore interstitial nephritis, which can cause the kidney damage. In this case, since she's on the omeprazole still, that's probably not the problem at this point. It was probably the oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. We did ask her to continue checking blood pressure at home, probably twice a week, and to report the findings to you. You may be able to decrease the dose of losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, perhaps by half, especially if blood pressures are low, less than 110 over 60. It would be appropriate to cut that in half, you know, especially if she continues to lose weight as she has been. We will keep her on standby through this clinic since things are resolving, but we would recommend that you check renal function and CBCs every 3 to 6 months, and we will have her on standby. So if things change and their creatinine increases again, we can just call the office and we will reschedule a follow-up visit for her. But at this point, she's going to be on standby with this practice. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.